This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And a first-timer in the studio today, he is a Montana native, very rare here on the show these days. It is Jeff Dalen. He is from the Dalen Dental Clinic in Whitefish. Jeff, welcome.
Well, thanks.
You are a dentist. Is there anything else we want to tag on to that?
You know, I'm a general dentist, so I do a little bit of everything.
And this is definitely a family practice, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, started, my dad started in 1975 in Whitefish, opened a practice, not at our current location, but closer to downtown Whitefish. And he was born in Whitefish also, so he was also a native of Whitefish, went to Whitefish High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that's Gary, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people know Gary Dalen.
Yep.
And his wife, your mother, Annette, did she work in the business as well?
She did, yeah. She was kind of the office manager, paid the bills, you know, kind of the same things that my wife does now. Okay. So, yeah, my wife took that over a few years ago when my mom and dad retired from that. And so she's been doing that ever since.
And how long ago since you kind of took over the business?
Boy, it's been, so I got to Whitefish out of dental school in 2005. And so it's been about 18 years since I've been working there. And then I worked for my dad for 3.5 years-ish. And then I bought the practice from him. And then he actually worked for me for about 1.5 years.
Wow.
Before he retired.
What are some of the biggest things you learned from him besides the dental business?
Growing up in Whitefish, I had just a great experience. I loved the Whitefish schools. Just all the things that we do around the valley. My dad has always had horses, so going into the bob on horse trips in the summertime, fishing, hunting. You know, that was kind of my favorite thing growing up was fishing and hunting. School, I wasn't the greatest student when I went to Whitefish. I got okay grades, but I never did homework. It was all done at school pretty much, and I never studied for anything. But I was able to do okay on the SAT and got into college. And
just answering some of my next questions, like tell us about your life a little bit, about yourself. What do you like to do? You said horseback riding, going into the wilderness, the backwoods. Do you still do that these days?
Yeah, so my dad still has a couple horses. He's thinned the herd a little bit over the years, but he'll always have horses. And, you know, that's his passion is horses for sure. I still hunt every year. Actually, my dad and my 10-year-old and 13-year-old were getting ready to go on Wednesday. We're going to go for the youth hunt on the east side of Montana. So yeah, fishing and hunting has always been important to me. I try and take all my kids, you know, teach them and take them out at least once a year. And yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite things to do.
All kind of those things that they'll remember forever, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I got to ask this question all the time. How has it changed, the biggest change in Whitefish since you were a little boy?
Boy, since I was little, it's hard to say because we always lived out of town. So the actual living in town part, I never really had that. But I remember riding my bike. We lived 3 miles out of town. I remember riding my bike into town to go to the fireworks stand and just being able to go around town, go to the beach, and you just knew people everywhere you went. And
without 1,000 cars in town.
Yeah, and my dad's told stories about when he was a kid, he would leave in the morning and come back after dark, and his mom wouldn't know where he was. And then that's a thing now is, my parents never knew where I was. When I was younger, I actually went on going into my freshman year, I did a backpacking trip with a friend who was in eighth grade, and my dad and his dad dropped us off on horseback at a lake, and we had to navigate from the top of it was a Palisade Lake in the Swan, and we went down Little Salmon Creek to the South Fork and floated out all by ourselves. And we had a car waiting for us at Meadow Creek Gorge. And so that was, looking back on that, if I can imagine sending one of my boys on that trip, I don't know if I could, but yeah, at 14, I don't know, it was like a 55-mile trip. And
wow.
Part of it, there was no trail. So we had to just use a compass and, Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But things, again, on the list that you can't do today, probably.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the business. We're going to talk about your office, some of the things that you do, the procedures that you have available to the public. So we'll get into all that in our second half coming up in just a minute. This is Focus on the Flathead News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. You've been hearing the voice of Jeff Dalen, Dalen Dental Clinic Whitefish. We'll be right back with part two coming up next on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is Focus on the Flathead, and we are back with our special guest today, Jeff Dalen from Dalen Dental Clinic in Whitefish. Jeff, welcome back to Focus on the Flathead, part two. Mm-hmm. And the business established way back in 75, and I'm sure so probably hundreds and hundreds of patients remember your father in the business and your mother, and now you're doing it too. What's your exact location, by the way?
6345 Highway 93 South in Whitefish.
And how about a phone number there too? Start with that.
Yeah, 406-862-4301.
Dental office for all ages. Saw that on your website.
Yep.
How young and how old, I guess?
You know, it's good to have your infant checked before they're one. So, you know, just to make sure everything's growing as it should and you're doing everything that you should be to take care of their teeth as they get teeth when they're about 6 months old generally. So yeah, it's a good to just kind of check things up, make sure everything's, you know, the parents are doing everything they should be and the child's development's on, you know, on track.
Yeah. So you have longtime patients and I'm sure longtime families as this business has been around since 75. Is that kind of holding true these days? And you really don't even, with that, yeah, you really don't even do much for advertising or have to.
Yeah. No, we love new patients, but a lot of our patients have been with us, you know, from, you know, back when my dad was, at least, you know, the families stick with us as, back from when my dad started it. And then, you know, growing up here, you know, I have some of my teachers when I was a student in Whitefish and classmates and that sort of thing. So it's just really fun to, you know, have those relationships and through the years and just kind of revisit with people as they come in.
You mentioned last year you started a few years back, but how has dentistry changed since you, got out of school and moved into this practice? I mean, sure, there's like the cosmetic procedures, all those type of things had to have changed quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was doing a fair bit of cosmetic work. I mean, Whitefish is, you know, there is some of that, but I mean, that's not our primary thing, but it is good to be able to do it if somebody wants to have that done. And so when I graduated, that's not something that you learn a lot in dental school. So, but that was something my dad was doing. And so right when I graduated, I took a ton of continuing education courses through the Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, went to several of their big meetings, you know, in Atlanta and Texas and those sort of things and with my dad. And, you know, so I learned a lot of things that I didn't get in dental school. And then also another thing that he was doing was TMJ treatment, which at that time and still even today, a lot of dentists don't really treat that or don't want to treat that. And so I did a lot of continuing education for that also. Typically, it was mostly in Florida through the Pankey Institute, which is a really good institution. And then also the Dawson Academy. And those are both in Florida. So I went to Florida, I don't know, half a dozen times or eight times or so for different courses and that sort of thing.
Tell people what TMJ is in case they don't know. Just a quick note about TMJ.
Yeah, well, the temporomandibular joint or the TMJ is the most complicated joint in the body. it's only held in by muscles and ligaments. There's no, without those, the jaw would hit the floor, as we say. So when those get out of whack, which for certain people they do, and it doesn't take much sometimes for them to get out of whack. So sometimes people come in, they have never had trouble before, but they slept on their jaw wrong, or they were eating something and something caught in their jaw, and the muscles just get inflamed.
Yeah.
And when that happens, sometimes it's really hard for them to go back to a normal state. And so there's things that we can do to help those muscles relax, and it just gives them a relief from their pain. And then also more of a chronic situation is somebody that just has always had that. And the muscles pull in different areas and pull on nerves and things like that. And you can get headaches from that. And all the muscles in your, the upper part of your body are all connected. So if one of them gets out of whack, then the rest of them can kind of follow. And so sometimes it's really hard to treat. I mean, not every headache is caused by a TMJ problem, but there definitely are. And we help those patients.
Let me read something right off your website, if you don't mind. Kind of says it all about you too. Dalen Dental Clinic doesn't set production goals. The doctor and his staff, talking about you here, of course, patient-centered rather than profit-centered. What does that all mean to you?
Well, I've never set, I know some offices, it is a business at the end of the day, but some offices will set production goals where they want to reach a certain amount of dollar value per day. And I've never wanted to do that. My dad never did that. And it's just, we do the work that needs to be done. And that's more important than what we need, to produce.
Okay, one last question for you before we head out the door. I usually ask it to everyone. Where do you see yourself in about 5 years with the business?
I have seven kids, and I don't know if any of them will be going into. I've got a junior and a freshman at Whitefish High School right now, and I have my oldest son. He just graduated from airplane mechanic school, so he's a. He's in the aviation industry. He may go on to be a pilot, but I don't think he'll be going into dentistry, but I don't know if any of them will be on that track, but that'll probably, how I set things up, may change depending on whether or not some of them want to go into it. But in about 5 years, I'll be probably looking for somebody to come in and help me out and, you'll probably have another associate dentist or something.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say retirement yet, because you're a pretty young man.
Yeah, no, I don't. With seven kids, I don't think that'll be anytime soon.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on in. Welcome back anytime. It's great to meet you and learn more about Dalen and all the changes that have happened over the years. It's Jeff Dalen, Dalen Dental Clinic in Whitefish, 6345 Highway 93 South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great to be here.
This is Focus on the Planet, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back with more Focus next weekend right here on KJJR.